Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
E ngā iwi o te motu, nau mai haere mai ki te īpāho o Everyday Māori, ko Apera Woodwhainahau.
Ko Hemi Kaliahau. Nau mai hoki mai e hoa mā, nau mai hoki mai ki te īpāho nei, e whakaako nei māu ko Apera i te reo, mētahi āhuatanga o te reo. Tarei e hoa, hea te kaupapa.
Ko te kaupapa i tēnei rā, ko te pepeha.
Pepeha. Pepeha. Hea te pepeha.
Hea te pepeha, te kōrero. Ko wai koe.
Ko wai koe. No whea koe. Ko wai o iwi.
All of those things, in my mind anyway, are who you are, right? Your iwi, your
whenua, your maunga, your awa. Ai, no reira. Expression of one's identity, who I am, who my people are, where I come from. All of those things. Pepeha has become quite popular from where I'm sitting, like teaching te reo Māori. And more people engaging in te reo Māori and learning te reo Māori who are non-Māori often wanting to engage in pepeha as well. So let's talk a little bit about that. So pepeha as Māori and pepeha as non-Māori.
Ka pai.
If we look in the papakupu, we're going to see something like tribal motto or saying.
Okay.
Yeah, where we're referencing landmarks and ancestor names to identify who we are. And those people, those places, we connected them through whakapapa. Whakapapa. So it's an expression of our whakapapa.
I see. So it's important that the landmarks that we're connecting to are ones that actually connect to our whakapapa rather than landmarks that we sort of grew up nearby or that are special to us for various reasons. Is that true?
Koia. Koia. Exactly. So it's not so much about lived experience, about where I feel connected to. It's that inherited connection to place through whakapapa. My mum is from Ngāti Maniapoto, and my maunga there, my awa there, my river, my mountain, my marae, those things I've inherited through my whakapapa, my connections to those places.
Quick side story, e te iwi. When I was learning my pepeha, which was a few years ago, I felt really whakamā, embarrassed about saying ko taranaki te maunga, because I'd never actually set foot on te maunga o taranaki. And I was feeling like I wanted to say something about, you know, takarunga, which is a maunga that I grew up near. But Hemi guided me away from going in that direction. It was, you know, me whakaingoa te maunga ka tika.
It's your right. Through whakapapa, no one can deny that. You have a connection to that place, regardless of whether you've been there or not. As Māori, you have a connection to that place. And in standing up and expressing that, you're perhaps creating connections with other people who might be related to you in that space when you do get up and say your pepeha. And so you don't want to stop those things from happening by not expressing your whakapapa.
That's a great point, eh? You don't want to miss that opportunity to connect with people who also whakapapa to those places.
You can use other words to express your connection to takarunga, the maunga here. You know, I grew up here, you can say that in te reo. So there you're still expressing those connections, but they're different, right? It's a lived experience. When we were in primary school, I remember getting the pepeha sheet and it had ko, space, te waka. Ko, space, te maunga. And we were asked to go home and fill in the gaps. And going home to mum and asking my whānau, finding that out when I was younger, that's what I had to do. I had to go home and ask the right people in my whānau to find out what those places were. Where are we from? So if we look at that kind of format that we see often ko te waka. So the waka, not the waka outside in the garage, not the one in the sky, the double hold canoes that migrated to Aotearoa from the islands in the 1300s, they estimate, and they purposely packed up those waka with kai, with people, with seeds, with plants, and they migrated south to Aotearoa.
Mm.
So we're referencing those waka that our tupuna came to Aotearoa on.
Mm.
The next part we might see is ko te maunga.
Mm. Kia au nei, ko Taranaki te maunga.
Ko Taranaki te maunga.
Mm.
So the maunga in your area, the maunga closest to where you're from, your marae's. The next one might be te moana or te awa, depending on whether you're coastal or inland.
Aye.
Mine is ko Waipa te awa.
Ko Waipa.
Waipa's the river closest to our marae. Aye.
Ka pai.
Where we would wash, where we would swim, where we would harvest kai, where we would transport goods.
Mm.
That was our highway. That was everything. Ko Waipa te awa.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on down in that format, that traditional format, we might see our people being introduced next.
Mm-hmm.
Ko Ngāti Maniapoto te iwi. Ngāti Maniapoto is my tribe.
Mm.
Coming down further, ko Ngāti Unu te hapu.
Ka pai.
Ngāti Unu is my sub-tribe. And then even further, closer to home, ko te kōpua te marae.
Mm, so marae being the sort of the closest, the end point.
Aye.
That sounds weird to say.
It's like a triangle, right? The biggest entity at the top, te waka. Then we come to our maunga, kind of locating ourselves on this map.
Mm.
Awa, iwi, hapu, marae.
Mm-hmm.
So when someone gets up and says their pepeha, you're listening for landmarks, for iwi names to identify who they are.
Mm.
Here's some examples, some you might hear. See if you can identify where the speak would come from. Ko taupō te moana, ko tongariro te maunga, ko te heu heu te tangata.
Ah, no te pukapū o te ika Māui, tēnei tangata?
Ai. What was the giveaway?
Ko taupō te moana.
Ko taupō te moana.
Mm.
Ko tongariro te maunga, ko te heu heu te tangata. I would immediately identify this person as being from Ngāti Tūwharetoa. That would be their iwi.
But so in this example, we've got ko te heu heu te tangata.
Mm-hmm.
How is that different from Ngāti Tūwharetoa? Because in a previous example, we used the iwi is is te heu heu an iwi?
Te heu heu is the chief.
The chief.
Te heu heu te tangata.
Ah, so in te tangata, we can name the chief.
Aye. So that traditional format we see in kura and that a lot of us follow is one version of pepeha.
Mm.
And some pepeha might not have all of those things. Some pepeha might have just the moana, the maunga, and te tangata, the chief. So you add on or omit things here and there.
Mm. Kia ora.
Here's another example. So the words are different again, but this would still be classed as a pepeha. Ko Waikato te awa, he piko he taniwha, he piko he taniwha.
Ooh.
Where's this person from? No hea te kai kōrero.
No te rapea, no tainui?
No tainui.
Pea?
No tainui, no Waikato.
Mm.
Waikato is the river, at every bend there's a taniwha.
He piko he taniwha, he piko he taniwha. That's
cool, yeah.
That's really cool.
So during someone's mihi, standing up to kōrero, if you hear these words, you can start, this person is from there. Little indicators of where people are from. One more example. E hara ahikurangi te maunga haere. Or another version of that is e hara ahikurangi te maunga neke neke. Hikurangi is a mountain that doesn't move.
Hikurangi. Kaori au te mohiua. Kei whia ahikurangi.
Hikurangi, the Ngāti Poro listeners are going to be upset with you, Apera. The first place to see the sun, in Aotearoa, on the east coast, you've got Maunga Hikurangi, so Ngāti Poro.
Ngāti Poro.
Ai.
Nōku te he, e Ngāti Poro.
kei te ako tātou. All right, so again, like identifying where people are from based on these kupu, it's testing your knowledge of how well you know Aotearoa as well, you know, and also iwi locations in Aotearoa. And that's something that we all learn as we travel and as we, you know,
definitely would like to expand that knowledge.
I'm always learning more as I go into new places, new areas in Aotearoa. Ko wai te iwi kei konei? Mm. You know, it's a question I ask myself. Who's the iwi in this area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Hemi, could you please give us your pepeha?
Taku pepeha.
Mm.
Ko tainui te waka, ko kakepuku te maunga, ko waipā te awa, ko Ngāti Maniapoto te iwi, ko Ngāti Unu te hapū, ko te kōpū a te marae.
Mm. Kia ora.
No hea hau. Where am I from?
No Waikato, tainui. No Ngāti Maniapoto.
Tainui, Ngāti Maniapoto. Ai, koia. Koia. So there we have it. E te whānau, if you have Māori whakapapa, if you don't know your pepeha already, it's going home, it's going to your whānau and asking the people in your whānau who have that information to find out your pepeha, to learn your pepeha, and then use it when appropriate to introduce yourself. By not only introducing yourself, but introducing yourself as a member of the collective. I think that's the focus here. It's not just about me saying who I am. I'm saying who my people are and where I come from, where we come from. And so in that, it's the focus on the collective rather than the individual. And with that comes this responsibility as well. Like, I'm not just Hemi Kelly. I'm Hemi Kelly from Ngāti Maniapoto. And so I have to carry that responsibility of behaving, you know,
yeah,
all of that, because I'm not just Hemi Kelly. I am a member of the collective.
Right, right.
So how does it work if you're not Māori and you're learning Māori and you want to participate and engage and show your connections? We encourage you to not use the traditional format, because that format is showing connection through whakapapa.
Mm.
It could work if I was going to talk about my father's side, which is from Ireland. I could maybe go back there and ask, what's the maunga, what's the awa in the area where dad comes from? And then that would still be meaningful and correct to say those words. But if I want to talk about the area where I grew up, I don't have any iwi connections to Taihape, but I still have a really strong connection there. It's still home for me.
Mm.
I might use other words.
Okay.
So first, I encourage you to acknowledge where your tupuna come from.
Okay.
So how would you say my ancestors come from Ireland?
No airana oku tipuna.
No airani oku tipuna.
Airani.
Airangi, airanga. You'll see some variations with transliterations of place names.
Okay.
Yeah, acknowledge where your tupuna come from. That's what pepeha is all about. Whakapapa.
Mm.
Where do your tupuna come from? Scotland. No kotirana aku tipuna.
Mm-hmm.
You could acknowledge the maunga. So this is in the script notes, where you grew up or where you're living.
Mm.
I tipu ahau I te maru o te maunga o Aorangi.
Okay.
Like, I grew up in the shelter of Mount Aorangi.
Mm, te maru.
Te maru.
Mm. Kupu pai.
Hea tō kōrero.
E pāna ki tēnei reringa, I tipu au I te maru o te maunga o Takarunga.
Mm, tēnā koe.
Mm.
If you want to talk, you know, about where you live now, if you want that to be the focus rather than where you grew up, e noho ana hau I te maru o te maunga o maunga whau.
Mm.
E noho ana hau I te maru o te maunga o...
Ka pai. So you can get too whakaaro into that rerenga. We can say where you're living, but also acknowledge the maunga, the close maunga.
Then the awa o the moana.
Mm.
Because of where I'm based, it would be te moana. I te taha o te moana o Waitemata.
Mm.
You know, on the shores of the Waitemata.
Ai, ai.
O I te taha o te awa o in the river.
And just a reminder, e te hunga whakarongo, all of this is in the show notes if you want to take a look at this.
It's also important to acknowledge the mana whenua, to acknowledge the local iwi, the people who have been living on these lands for generations and generations. And here we are living in their tribal area, their tribal boundary. So we can acknowledge them by saying, I te rohe a iwi, or, and then the name of the iwi.
Mm-mm-mm.
Ka pai, he Pākehā tō papa.
Ai.
And where's he from? No here to Papa.
No Ingarangi.
No Ingarangi. Aye. Okay. So starting with our tupuna.
No Ingarangi oku tipuna.
Ka pai te maunga e noho ana.
E noho ana i te maru o te maunga o Takarunga. I te taha o te moana o Waitemata.
I te rohe a iwi o...
I te rohe a iwi o Ngāti Whātua. Ki oku whakaro.
Ki oku whakaro. Ka pai. So a little bit of research needs to be done just to make sure who is the iwi in this area that I grew up in or that I live in.
Mm.
So
ki oku whakaro is a way we can say it. I'm pretty sure. In my
I would not assume. So you'd want to be sure.
Okay. Okay.
Because you can offend. Yeah, if you're acknowledging people who this may not be their lands.
I see, yeah.
So if you're in a place like Tāmaki Makaurau, we've got a lot of iwi here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and if you're not sure entirely who the iwi is, you can still acknowledge them. I te rohe a iwi o te mana whenua.
Okay.
Within the tribal boundaries of the mana whenua. So still acknowledging them, and then find out who exactly that is.
Okay.
Aye.
Kia ora.
If I was to say my pepeha following that format, so acknowledging connections to places I don't have whakapapa to, it might sound like no airangi oku tupuna, e noho ana hau i te maru o te maunga o Wairaka, i te taha o te moana o Waitemata, i te rohe a iwi o te Waiohua me Ngāti Whātua. So my ancestors come from Ireland on dad's side. I'm living in the shelter of Mount Albert, next to the shores of Waitemata, within the tribal areas of Waiohua and Ngāti Whātua.
Kia ora.
Tēnā koe.
Imagine if you had an Irish accent, Tammy.
And said it in Māori, in an Irish accent.
Yeah.
I can do it. Tai hoa.
Ka pai. So let's have a little kōrero, a little wānanga, about when is actually the appropriate time to use a pepeha. E hoa? He whakaaro ou?
Pai tēnei pātai. I don't always use my pepeha when I stand up to introduce myself. It just depends, really, on the kaupapa, the hui, who's there, and that informs me about what's appropriate to say. Sometimes, in a work context, I might just say my name and where I'm from, the organisation I'm attached to. If it's kind of an iwi kaupapa context, I'm definitely going to say my pepeha. Because again, it's about creating, wanting to create connections with people who are there. And in saying those things, ko tainui te waka, ko kakipuku te maunga, I'm opening up that opportunity. There might be other people from where I'm from. And so those connections are made, you know, afterwards, we get into more of a informal, relaxed situation and we start, so you're from there. Who's your family?
Kia ora.
So it's completely up to you how you want to identify yourself and how you introduce yourself. Sometimes it's enough just to say, ko he mi kali taku ingoa, no Ngāti Mani o Poto Ahau. Kia ora.
Yeah? I see. Cool. Ka pai.
Sometimes you might say, kia ora, ko he mi kali taku ingoa, kei Tāmaki Makaurau Ahau e noho ana. So it's up to you. It's up to you.
Kia ora. Kia ora. So maybe in a work setting, perhaps, better to keep it brief, perhaps?
Kei a koe, you know, like kei a koe. You've got to read the room, you've got to read the kaupapa. And I think the great example is in some of our earlier lessons when we're teaching te reo, we learn how to identify our family. Say who our whānau are. Ko Sean Rao ko Joe aku mātua. Sean and Joe are my parents. And our kaumātua. And so again, read the kaupapa, the hui. Is it appropriate to say all of that? Not always.
Yeah.
At a whānau hui, definitely.
Yeah.
At a work meeting, not so relevant.
Right. Right.
So you be the judge. You're gonna decide when it's appropriate.
Cool. So it's not about having one pepeha that is kind of a one size fits all. It's gonna be flexible to fit the situation.
Ai, koia. Exactly, ahoa. Koia. Hei whakakapi ake, ka kōrero mai koe I tō pepeha.
Ka pai.
To conclude, Apit is going to share his pepeha.
Ko Aotea te waka, ko Taranaki te maunga, ko Te Atiawa te iwi, ko Waitara te Awa, ko Pukitapu te Hapu, ko Mururaupatu te Marae.
Tēnā koe. Tēnā koe hoa. You were just saying you've got two sides. So you've got your Ngaitahu side and your Taranaki side.
Mm.
So you were choosing one of those.
Mm-mm-mm.
You can put them together. You could say ko Aotea, ko Ngā Waka.
Right.
Ko Taranaki, ko Aoraki, Ngā Maunga.
Right.
So you could put them together. You could say I te taha o taku kuia on my grandmother's side, mm, and then say that pepeha. I te taha o taku koraua on my grandfather's side, and then say that pepeha. So there's ways to go about saying them both.
I see.
If you've got three or four iwi, kia kaha. Hoi anō, ko te tūmanako ko whaihua tēnei akoranga e hoa mā. We hope you've gained something and learnt something from this akoranga all around pepeha.
Mm, tēnā koutou kua whai mai nei tēnei mahi. Kia kaha, te kōrero, kia kaha, te ako i te reo Māori.
Hei kona.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātāwai.
Kia ukai pō anō te reo.